Hi, this is Corinne reporting for the Broadway Showbiz Network. I wanted to wish all my listeners a very happy holiday season. Happy Kwanzaa, Merry Christmas. I hope you had a nice Hanukkah. Whatever you celebrate, I wanted to wish you the best. 2020 has been one of the worst years, I think, in the history of the United States. Just horrible with COVID-19 and all the useless deaths. It's been very depressing. But my biggest complaint is, happened yesterday, because of Rebecca Luker dying at such a young age. She passed away from ALS at only 59 years old, and she was a huge Broadway star and a really wonderful singer. I saw her numerous times in The Sound of Music. I saw her in Phantom of the Opera. I got to tape her singing to Barbara Cook on her 90th birthday at the Arts Club. That was really a highlight for me. And she's always was just an amazing performer. And I got to speak with her at the benefit. And she's just a lovely, she was a very lovely, warm, very sweet person. I didn't know her well. But every time I saw her, she was always very sweet and very kind. And sorry I never got to interview her, but she was one of the greatest voices that Broadway ever had. One of the most amazing sopranos I've heard. I loved her in The Sound of Music and in Phantom of the Opera. And I was mainly blown away a few years ago when she sang to Barbara Cook on her 90th birthday. It's really a tragedy that she died at only 59 years old due to ALS, and I hope that they find a cure for ALS because it's such an awful, you know, disease. My heart bleeds for Danny Burstein, who I adore, who's always been very kind to me, and who's always been a giant star on Broadway, and I've interviewed him numerous times. Anyway, Danny, I'm very sorry, and I hope they do a huge tribute to your lovely, talented wife, Rebecca. My heart bleeds for you. I'm really sorry this happened. I thought they were going to get that medicine. I worked really hard to try to get people to donate to that benefit she had. I spent a lot of time, and I'm really sad. I hope that they still find a cure for Rebecca's sake, even though we couldn't save Rebecca. But just very sad about the whole situation, and I really feel badly for you. This is Corinne reporting for the Broadway Showbiz Network. Hopefully 2021 will be better than 2020. 2020 was travesty.